वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2. The title of Chapter 2 is Ajalila delivered by the Vishnu Gurus. And verse for today is 44. So first we'll read word by word and then read full line by line. Sakam vihayasya
mitro
Mahapurusha
Mahapurusha
Kinkareha
Kinkareha
Emam
Emam
Imanam
Imanam
Aduhya
Aduhya
Yayau
Yayau
Yatra
Yatra
Sriya
Sriya
Satiya
Satiya
Sakam Vihayasya Vipro
Sakam Vihayasya Vipro
Sakam vihayasya vipro
Sakam vihayasya vipro
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Emam vimanam aruha
Emam vimanam aruha
Emam vimanam aruha Seyapati Seyavyatra Seyapati Sakam Vihayasya Vipro
Sakam Vihayasya Vipro
Mahapurusha Kinkareha
Mahapurusha Kinkareha
Emam Vimanam Aruha Sakam vihayasya vipro
Sakam vihayasya vipro
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Mahapurusha kinkareha
Emam vimanam aruha
Emam vimanam aruha
Sehyao yatra seyapati So we now read word of translation. Sakam
Alam
Vihayasya
Vihayasya
By the path in the sky
By the path in the sky
Or the airways
Or the airways
Viparaha
Viparaha
The Brahmana
The Brahmana
Ajamita
Ajamita
Mahapurusha Kinkareha
Mahapurusha Kinkareha
With the order carriers of Lord Vishnu
With the order carriers of Lord Vishnu
Emam
Emam
Made up of gold
Made of gold
Vimanam
Vimanam
An aeroplane
An aeroplane
Aruhya
Aruhya
Boarding
Boarding
Yayahu
Yayahu
When
When
Yatra
Yatra
Where
Where?
Srihapati
Srihapati
Lord Vishnu
Lord Vishnu
The husband of the goddess of fortune
The husband of the goddess of fortune
Translation Translation by Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Accompanied by the other carriers of Lord Vishnu Ajamila boarded an aeroplane made up of wood Passing through the airways He went directly to the abode of Lord Vishnu The husband of the goddess of fortune. For many years, material scientists have tried to go to the moon, but they still are unable to go there. However, the spiritual aeroplanes from the spiritual planets can take one back to home, back to Godhead in a second. The speed of such a spiritual plane can only be imagined. Spirit is finer than the mind, and everyone has experience of how swiftly the mind travels from one place to another. Therefore, one can imagine the swiftness of the spiritual form by comparing it to the speed of the mind. In less than even a moment, a perfect devotee can return home back to Godhead immediately after giving up his material body. Om Jnana Tinidasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chakshur Nritam Yena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Usually we just chant once Hare Krishna. But today we have to chant three times. Because getting a ticket to airplane is very difficult these days. And last week after getting a ticket for Vaikuntha Rally. So you can see in today's verse. So we have to look at in the context of what happened in the life of Ajami, especially at last breath of life, and how he was given an opportunity, a lease again. So we are saying, given a lease again. So why he was given a lease? Of course, we have body. So this body is like a rented apartment. When you rent an apartment, so they obviously give a lease for a month or a year. Here in Australia, you have to sign a lease for at least 1 year, otherwise they are not going to take a house to you. Similarly, we are also leaves this body. This body is not ours. It is a, you can say, gift, or you can say it is rented. And this is a gift from God, or we are rented from God. And of course, we have signed a lease. Some have signed just a few seconds. The moment they are born, they have to vacate the body. And some have signed for a year, some have signed for 50 years, some have signed 60 years. Some lucky ones who are following, you know, very sattvic lifestyle, they somehow managed to live for 100 years. And some have even lived for 104 or 5 years. At least I know one person with whom I had a direct darshan. So he lived for 102 years. So some of the Swamis, and they live perfectly and they are very healthy also, even at 102 years. And they can stand up, they can walk, they do everything they want before they reach the systems. Of course, they can stand up a lot, but at least physically from others, they can manage themselves. So this is the body essentially is rented for a certain period. The moment that the renting period is over, you have to vacate it. So some honorable persons, so without fighting the landlord, they vacate. Others, they fight. You know, here sometimes they take to court. During last 2 years, if you are a landlord and you want to vacate a tenant who is not paying a rent, so you cannot. Government passed a legislation, a bill saying that you cannot even if they are not paying a rent. But of course now they changed, so you can, since they are not paying a rent. But however, sometimes, what does it do, landlord? Maybe landlord will not cooperate with you, doesn't maintain things, maybe electricity not working, gas not working. So, troublesome. That time you are forced to vacate yourself. You say, okay, no problem, these bodies. And that is what is happening sometime here in Australia and some of the countries also. They say they can forcibly give some injection or something and you have to leave the body. The body is okay, but you are suffering from so many troubles. So, this house is not good. You don't want to vacate, but somehow somebody will forcefully vacate you also. So we had similar situation with Ajami. So Ajami, the narration of his life, both in previous chapter and this chapter. So beautifully we saw conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, and obviously he heard the case being made by both of them, why they belong to them. Then finally, Vishnudutas are successful in convincing Yamadutas that so this person had chanted Sriman Narayane Anta Kale Namana Smriti in the last breath of life, so therefore, so he belongs to us. Then finally, with great difficulty, Yamadutas accepted it and went back to his their master boat, Yamaloka. Of course, in few days, he will start hearing. So they complained to Yamaraj, and then Yamaraja was telling them, so anyone who is chanting holy name of Narayana, holy name of Lord Krishna, holy name of Lord Sri Ram, Narasimha Dev, please do not go even near them. So you will hear all that more later. But for time being, you can see. So they were defeated in argument, and then finally they went back. Then, so the moment they went back, then of course, Ajamil, to some extent, came back to senses and he realized, am I dreaming or am I hearing this real? So he realized that he is real, and then about to pay obeisance and see them and appreciate them, then they disappear. So Vishnudutas went back to their own master boat. So then Ajamil of course realized that in spite of living such a horrible life, the way he led his life, he is very nicely summarizing next verse. So just in one verse. So he so beautifully summarized how we so led, and he himself is saying that. So let us take a, just read that one for the benefit of everyone. Of course, Prabhupada's name we put here because we already had a lot of discussion on it. So this is summary. Ajami was a Brahmin who, because of that association, had given up all Brahminical culture and religious principles. So those of you who have not heard how the Ajami life was, so this is a nice summary. So he was a born Brahmin. Of course, he had Vedic knowledge. He got very from his father, so he like a very scholar. But because of bad associations he had, he was given up that Brahmin culture. So in Brahmin culture, obviously, so your lifestyle will be different, unlike materialist culture or one who is engaged in recent application. And he not only given up the culture of Brahminical, but also given up religious principles. So these are so important. These religious principles are religion. Why do people follow? So one of the goal of following religious principles is to, progress in spirituality. So of course there are various types of religious principles, but goal is to progress in spirituality. Or some of them may follow these religious principles, so just to attract better material facility. So that is what we call karma kanda. So there are some following Vedic methods. You can perform certain yajnas and certain special pujas to make your business successful, or maybe change a job to get a better position, higher salary, higher position, higher prestige. Or you perform great puja to wife of Lord Shiva, Parvati Devi, to attract a beautiful wife or a beautiful husband. So there are some material facilities and material attraction around you. So those are karma kandas you have to perform. But of course some actually go further, not just performing various activities, but they also as a result they four pushyatas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So dharma, religion. So by following religious principles, and who has given the religious principles? This is also important. If it is given by this last or religious principles, if it is given by someone athaki, someone supreme, someone infallible, someone achuta, like Lord Sri Krishna. So if they are given by the Lord, so if you follow them, then certainly you are contributing dharma going behind, so you get artha. Artha means obviously. So you can use the money to build a better facility, you can buy a mansion house. So then of course you can possibly attract a beautiful wife, right? So if you are a richest person, that happens, even if they are a takes a role model. Even sometimes you have seen people who are at 70, because they are rich, so they attracted a something like 25-year girl and get married. Then of course, that will go for a few years and finally they will die. We know the rest of the story. Anyway, that's artha. Then of course with artha you enjoy facilities, that is kama. So enjoy some various types, enjoy. Then moksha. So some of them, so why do they shift to that dharma, artha, kama? Most of them stop there. But some fortunate souls actually move towards moksha path. So that is because they had, you know, undergone severe suffering. So much of suffering, sometimes they might have got by Narsiya, Lord Sri Krishna himself. So Krishna of course says that on those who have special mercy, I give them all the suffering. Whether they are devotees or non-devotees, devotees who are non-devotees, some of them is great suffering, they might try to take either anything else I can do. Perhaps I can take shelter of Lord. So, you know, so maybe I can mitigate the suffering. So, and devotees, of course, they are on right path. Maybe sometime we are deviating, so Krishna has to bring back. So, maybe he can give the suffering also. So, then we come to our senses, come back to the right path again. So those sufferings can actually bring one to path of, you know, moksha. In moksha also, we know, moksha, generally, at least in general, you know, culture in India, some of the Vedic scholars are yogis, some of them think are merging into Supreme Lord or becoming a Lord themselves. And of course, those who want to go further, so they want to become servant of Supreme Lord. So anyway, moksha, so is the inspiration coming from suffering. And of course, some lucky ones, they come across a great, Mahatma, devotee. So then, by their blessing and by their following the instruction, they might just become without suffering. So there are paths are there. Anyway, so this Ajamil was following Brahmin culture and perfect in these principles in the beginning. So, becoming most fallen. So he became most fallen in later part of time. He stole, drank and perform other abominable acts. Obviously, if you give up the Brahmin culture, religious principles, so in his case, in case of Ajamil, he happened to, even though he went to collect, flowers, other things from forest to for performing puja, but there he happened to see a low-grade prostitute and some other hugging each other in pretty much naked, then he somehow, his mind got attracted there. So then he thought, oh, this is a great way of enjoying. So instead of performing austerity, so he went to that path. And obviously, following, maintaining that lifestyle, from Dhammika lifestyle to this extreme simple lifestyle requires artha. So how do you get artha? One, you inherit artha from your parents. And that's what happened to Ajamil. But he spent that money very quickly. So ran out of that money. So then he took a different job, robbery, then drinking and perform other things. So to keep that prostitute, he kept a prostitute. He even kept a prostitute. Thus he was destined to be carried away to the hell by the order carriers of Yama. So because of that, so his destination was clearly his parents. So first they give to Yamaraj. Then Yamaraj will decide which hand is trying to send. Actually, the precursor to this next, Canto 6 was that Canto 5, where we have discussion about 28 hellish planets and destination of different persons based on their activity here, who will achieve those planets. And that is when Parishad Maharaj became very compassionate to all living entities and for us. Then he asked Sukadeva Goswami, please tell me what do we know about this. So we don't want to go there, things like this. And this was the destination was pretty much being for Ajamil. But he managed to avoid that by simply meditating on the glimpse of chanting a holy name. At last breath, he was able to escape. So that was the verse. So that summarizes what happened. So this next one. So let's come back. So he, because he is able to remember Lord Narayana, so which he actually called his own son Narayana, out of likeness. He became very fearful of this Yamadutta. He said, Narayana, call Narayana's son. So then he was able to sustain, and then as we discussed, so we called Vishnudutta managed to convince Yamadutta that this person belongs to us, please go back. So they went back, and now Ajami came to his senses, and then of course so he realized that now he has given a lease, that is extension of his rent, body. The house that he rented is a body, so he was extended by a short period. So therefore, what did he do? One option, let's enjoy there in that house again. So still possibility there. Other one, he thought he left everybody. Left everybody and went to stay to where? Haridwar. So Brahmin, of course, Brahmins are very perfect in knowledge. So I think his knowledge came at right time, he was able to remember. And he thought, so what is next? If you go to Haridwar, from there, when you get out, you go to Hariloka only. Haridwar. So he went to Haridwar, and in Haridwar, obviously, he took shelter of Vishnu's temple. So there he performed his bhakti, and like yesterday and yesterday, and all we have heard all about. So his devotional service. So he engaged himself fully in performing devotional service. So obviously, devotional service means sravana, sharing glories of Lord and his devotees. Just like we all are hearing and reading from Srila Prabhupada's book, from Srimad Bhagavatam. So heard about those hearing some kirtan. And Hari in Vishnu temple, what happens apart from hearing, there will also be kirtan. Then he also chanted himself for holy name. So he engaged perfectly. And then within a short period of time, so he happens to, again those same poor personalities, beautiful person who came, they just appeared in front of him. So what do I do then? Obviously he paid obeisance, that's what we heard yesterday. So paid obeisance and prepared himself to go to Vaikuntha Loka. He just gave up his body. He says, rent, I don't want to rent this body anymore. Please, cancer. Or I decided to tear it up, and now I want to go back, take shelter of Sudhutas. Sudhutas came with gold airplane. That's what he says here today. So they came with the golden airplane. Made up of gold. So, join them, accompanied by the other carriers of Lord Vishnu, Ajamila boarded an airplane made up of gold. Right? So which means Vishnu Dosas have come back from their abode, where they live in Vaikuntha Lokas. They came in their own vehicle. Right? So, they came in their own vehicle, and of course, they had one NPC also. Right. So four Vishnudas came, you can see here on the cover. Yeah, four they have come. And this entry is supposed to be five-seater airplane. So I wish he had six or more seats, maybe he would have joined, but he came with only five-seater, so they left us. So here Ajamil has given up his material body and purified himself completely. So purified means he purified his mind. Body is there, you can't take the body that you given up. So he purified mind. Then fully engaged his mind in thoughts of Lord Vishnu. He's looking in Vishnu temple. And of course Prabhupada was saying that similarly, so our Hare Krishna movement, our this influential society for the Krishna consciousness has set up established this temple all over the world, and Prabhupada is saying that everybody please come and live in temple. I am not very unfortunate to live in temple. There are some few great devotees like Manmohan Prabhu and a few others like Vijay, so twice born. So they only have opportunity to be here, but not everybody. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So you can live near by the temple. A few months ago, I hear from Sukadeva Prabhu, incarnation of Sukadeva Goswami. So he said that there are those who are living within 2 kilometer diameter of this temple where Sharingan Silas and Vishnu's Murtis are worshipped. They will also be delivered. इधर करो पहले तो सो माय मेमोरी इज लिटिल वर्किंग आई डोंट हैव शार्प मेमोरी बट आई कैन रिमेंबर इट ओके वी नो दैट इन कलि युग द फर्स्ट कांटो क्लियरली सेज दैट इन दिस कलि युग द पीपल आर मिसगाइडेड शॉर्ट व्यूड देन क्वारलसम देन मेमोरी इज वेरी लिटिल दैट इज व्हाई वन फॉर वन आवर सो नो वर्ड आई रेफर टू दिस रिमेंबर If it was Satyayuga, I think I don't need this book. I would have just spoken without because I already said so I say memory, but because my memory is short and this is already told in the Bhagavatam, so I must accept and it is true also by experience I can see. Correct? So for memory is short, but sometime in contact we can remember. So therefore, most of you I guess remembering within 2 kilometer radius and diameter. So if you are then you are going to Vaikuntha Loka. So that is assured by Srimad Bhagavatam, assured by Shukadev Prabhu also. So therefore we can please take our local authority instruction, accept it, then be confident. This is also important. So be confident that we can go back. But of course don't take that just for granted. Engage in kirtan. And so right now everybody is engaged in kirtan. Some are just hearing, attentively, and of course their mind, I don't know where they have their main mind, but physically they are here, and others, kirtana also means engaging in some services, for example, making garland and also kirtana. I think it's another proposition. The kirtana doesn't mean only doing kirtana and jumping and jumping and jumping. Right? Kirtana also means engaging in services, including making garland, and in fact even double, so they are like a double engine. They are not only making garland, but they are also engaged in ear, in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hopefully. So, so therefore, they are twice benefited. So, if you want to have a double benefit, please sit from left to right and help them to make a garland. Correct. What will happen to the garland if you make? So, it will stay, it goes, and Lord Radhavallabha accepted. So, such a great honor service that one can perform the best service on earth. We do all the services. Now, who are the beneficiaries? Correct? So, suppose if some devotees like Balavan, Balavan Srinivasan, so he may be working for a bank like NAB. So, who are the beneficiaries? All those people who have some money in that NAB. Then, what do they do with the money? Use it for sense gratification. Few of those use it for their own some spiritual activities, but most of them use. So, there are not much great accomplishments actually. But anyway, you get some lakshmi. So you work for home, work for lakshmi. Then lakshmi for engaged in services. So that is what I see. Srivath Balavan Prabhu's daughter is also doing. So you are assisting another mother in making garland. And wife is doing cleaning utensils. I mean, all the parikhara needed for performing puja. So that is the best form of using the time, energy, and then the lakshmi engaged in giving the service. So they were able to do that. So that is how we can engage ourselves. So in devotion. And this kirtan, that's what Arjuna did. And because of that, even though short period of time, and he is able to perform perfectly and purify his mind and reach that pure state. Obviously, then as a result, Vishnu Dusa didn't wait for any more. So they didn't wait for him to give physical body a game called Lord Narayana. They themselves came, no problem. So you already called earlier and you just extended your wrench, your body by short hair. Now you can give up. He said, no problem. So he is very happy to give up that body. No need to cry. Like usually when people are giving a body, people cry, you know that. They cry and make a lot of fuss also sometimes. This fellow didn't write my name in the will. Can you do something about it? But anyway, this thing is not happened. But here, Ajamir personally was in temple. So when you are living in temple, you don't have material bodies. Correct? When you are at outside other places with wife, children, and grandchildren, and many other relatives, others, then you have bondage. Giving up can be so not that difficult. It can be difficult. So here, in this case, we have no problem. So Vishnu Dutas came and actually wanted to pay them for business nicely and save them previously, but that time they escaped. So they escaped, maybe tried to create this feeling of appreciation or even love you express to them, to Supreme Lord. So we created separation. So therefore we created this desire more and more, so we started to come in. Then finally got an opportunity to again see them. So at that time he gave his body, material body and also spiritual body. So which means, so if you want to go to spiritual world, so we cannot go with this body. So we need to assume spiritual body. So for everything in the process, if you want to convert a iron into gold, there's a process. You know, so there's a process, chemical process you can follow, you can change this iron into gold also. So similarly here, through his process, that process was kirtans and following, performing devotional services at Lord Vishnu temple in Haridwar. So purified himself, perfected his life, and so when Vishnu came ready to give his body and give his body, assuming spiritual body. That's what happened until yesterday and today. Okay, now he has got a spiritual body. He boarded this airplane, accompanied by right people. Correct? So if you have got a foreigner who is not a Vishnu Dutta, where will he take you? Correct? Even if the airplane came from Yamuna Loka, they can hijack that airplane and take you to Yamuna Loka also. Correct? In this case, you need to make sure that pilot is the right person, with the right frame of mind and right thoughts, right intention, and from right place. So here we have pilots, then other air hostels, and only pilot is not necessary. You get a people hungry sometime on the way. Correct? It talks about airways.
It's not passing through. It's not.
So what is the distance from Haridwar to Vaikuntha Loka? Just from here to home, 1 kilometer. You know, I have to run and run, I have to reach here by 5 minutes. So in this case, going from Haridwar to Vaikuntha Loka, so he passes through the airways. So beautifully, what are those airways that you are passing through? You can peek from window, you want to see. And then of course, that again, you need to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the previous cantos, we heard about this Shanti Siddhiskanya, and we want to go down. Correct? In this universe, we have a lower priority system, upper priority system. Then of course, we are sort of in the middle. In this earthly planet. So if you are going toward the abode of Emerald, then obviously you go down, lower priority system, then you can see what is happening in your place. So maybe, so you know, that is not that good sight to see. Maybe close your eyes. But if you want to go up, pass through airways and you will see all of this. So soon you will take a look at one of the narration from journey of one of the devotees in Bharat Bangalore. So how he went all the way to Dhruka, but he has gone through all these pages. But here he went straight to this airways, and then of course he went directly to the abode of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is the Shreyapati. Shreya. Okay, you know Shreya Devi here. Shreyapati. Shreya? Okay, Shreyapati. Actually, I didn't know what Shreya Devi is. Shreya, I can, you know. Thanks to Prabhupada translation. Shreyapati. So, husband of goddess of Atul, Lakshmi Devi. So, he went there straight. So, now passing through airways. So, this is very, very important. Good to know. But of course, we also have to be careful. Passing through airways and we get attracted, and then we say, oh, why don't we stop there for a few days and transit? So let's have some transit time. That's what we do. If you're going to Vrindavan in India, sometime we also take transit into different places, then you can get lost in transit also. So we have to be careful. So goal has to be clear. So today we will look at the airways. So on the airways and how we can reach that place. So from that perspective, I thought it's good to discuss about spacemans. Of course, we know that like Narada Dev, he can go from one planet to other planet, what to speak within material universe, but also to spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, and come back. He can do that. So he's in, of course, some other yogis can also do it. So through the mystic yoga, they are able to go from one kind of way of planning. You probably heard about Surya Durvasani. So when you were chased by Surya Chakra, so he is started running from wherever he is to Shivaloka, from there he ran to Rambaji, Brahmaloka, he went to Vishnuloka. So he is mystic power. You can do that. Or if you are lucky, you get genuine opportunity. So Vishnu Dutas come along the aeroplane, take you. So here Prabhupada is actually emphasizing that of course these days material scientists are also trying to create aeroplane and go to moon. So this was something for Prabhupada written during the 60s and 70s. So Prabhupada thinks they didn't make the moon. Anyway, these days we hear like Chandrayaan, even if it's not successful, another Chandrayaan 2, not successful Chandrayaan 3. So these missions are going on, Chandrayaan mission. So even in India also we heard about Chandrayaan 1, they sent a rover and they received it, got stuck in somewhere in a stone, not able to move anywhere. The purpose of that rover was to take a photographs and send it here. And we all can be very happy and put it on Facebook and we feel great that here is my Bharat Mata rover went to Chandrayaan and took a photo and praise that, glorify yourself and see how great I am from such India and born there. So this is how we identify. Anyway, so Chandrayaan. So not really successful, even now also. Correct? If it was successful, I'm sure many of us would have gone to Chandrayaan and even it is coronavirus. Why we have to suffer here with masks and all that? Of course, every now and then time from your car, or sometimes you get a written notice. You are not following an instruction. Now this notice is given. I don't know how many people. Anybody has got a notice? No one. Very, very fortunate. Yes, written, that too, not simple notice, in writing. Yeah, written notice. Yeah, so I somehow managed the way. But I also got written notice. The good news is that within 3 days of notice, because I'll give 3 days notice, that if you don't be here, in 3 days, you'll be expelled from the temple services. Then fortunately, government has changed the policy. No more for mask. Then I became very confident that somebody is working for doing it to take care of me. So this is a problem. So you have gone to that moon. Moon plan. Correct? So of course right now current intermittent solutions are what we call here the Prabhupada saying that they are making an attempt, but now there are some attempts what they call space station. So it is just in earthly orbit only. So build one station. So you can spend some few millions of dollars and they will take you to the space station and drink intoxication there. Because you get tired from going there. You know that even if you take the aeroplane from here to Los Angeles or here to Vrindava anywhere, within that 10, 6, 14 minutes of journey, we are pretty squeezed. All the vital energy is almost squeezed, then we have to recover back. So they give you some drink to drink and hopefully you will survive again, come back. So that's happening already, but you have to spend a lot of money. Possibly all whatever earning that we make throughout life, you spend, you can go to that lower or weak of this earth and come back and become bankrupt. Okay, so that is the solution that is given. Then here, Vishnu Dutas are the aeroplane. Now, so these, our normal standard aeroplanes, they go at the speed of around 900 to 1000 km per hour. And we can go from here to house, in 1 kilometer, let's say 4 minutes by running. So our speed is perhaps like 200 meters per minute. Then aeroplanes, cars go by 60, 70, 80, 100 kilometer, maximum 120 maybe. Then if you go behind 120, you'll be caught and license will be cancelled and also will be also. So that is not possible here, 200 without car. So then you can go on aeroplane at 1000 kilometer per hour. Or you can take a supersonic aeroplane that will go at 5000 kilometer per hour. So it is from point A to point B. So here is very important. And then here this is course European or standard European and urban are just probably whatever. Then here Prabhupada is talking about the aeroplane that Vishnu Dasa Sagara. Within a moment, he is able to, this Sahajan is able to go from Haridwar to Vaikuntha Loka within a moment. And Prabhupada is comparing it to mind speed. Speed of mind. Just you see, although I am here, I can now imagine myself in a second in front of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan temple. Correct? You can be there. Or you can go to Madan Mohan temple on the bank of Ebola River. Or you can, in a moment, you can go to Radha Mother temple, Chandrodaya, Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. You are there. You can see the big Chandrodaya Mandir in the process of finishing, opening, soon it will open. Or you can go to Jagannath Puri in a moment. And you can see how the big Jagannath River seat, in spite of the pandas blocking you, you somehow try to peek through somebody and see Jagannath glimpse. So you don't have the problem here in Melbourne. You can just sit in your content, just turn back and you can see. But there you have to really find. Or you drive a panda, he will take you to near Jagannath. Drive a little bit more, he will allow you to touch Jagannath. Drive a little bit more, you can help Jagannath. Correct? Sometimes they don't ask you to give money. First they will ask you to help. The moment you help, they will catch you. They will not give until you pay some substantial money. Help Jagannath. Yeah, you must appreciate by giving you that. So anyway, so that's what happens. So the speed at which our mind travels, you can imagine, you can see, you can't even fathom, you can't understand how fast it's going. So similarly here, this aeroplane speed from point A to point B is able to go in a moment. So that was made possible because he has taken the spiritual body and he can travel from. With our body, if you travel, even if you make an aeroplane, they will fly at 10,000 km per hour, then our body will disintegrate. That's why the people who went to Moon mission, Apollo mission, other mission, they were trained, subject to this and put all sorts of things, then try to go there and some people have died on the way, you know, mission failed and all that happened. So, this body is not weak. So therefore, with spiritual body and such an aeroplane can go and he is able to reach straight and landed in abode of the Lord Vishnu. You don't land directly in front of Lord Narayana. There is also airport there. You have to go through airport. So now we will see all those airports and airways, how, for example, Gopakumar. You know, Gopakumar study heard about? So Gopakumar, so this is in Bharat Bhagavata, Bhagavatamrita. So this is the book compiled or written by Sanatana Goswami. So in this book you have a beautiful narration of journey of Gopakumar from Vrindavan to, you know, Goloka Vrindavan. But in between he has went to various places, came back. So it is very nice to hear that one and then we get glimpse of areas. So let us say we, and of course we all have decided to go back to home. And the importance of this also stressed by Prabhupada by starting the magazine called Back to Body. Because we are wondering magazine, what is happening today, what is the today's fashion. So similarly we can see what is happening today in spiritual world or even in material world, in spiritual equities. So we can read Back to Body magazine. So Back to Body magazine. So read what is happening there. So here this Gopakumar. Gopakumar was born and brought up in Govardhan. So perhaps his house was around the Govardhan hill. So those who are born in Govardhan area, so essentially most that means he is born in a family of Vaishya. So those who look after cow and look after business. So there, of course, if you are born in a Vaishya family, you have so many cows in home, what do? So you look after the cows. So he, this Gopakumar, his friends, so they were taking cows regularly to Govardhan Hill, just like Lord Krishna. You know, Krishna Balaram, his friends, when they were in Manchester, appeared in Vrindavan, they were doing the same thing. Similarly, this is Gokumar also doing. So he was regularly happy to enjoy tending cows, taking them, and you know, taking them to green area, the feeding, and playing around, and going on. And so there, regularly they come across one person who was living like a madman. So, you know, what is madman doing? Sometimes they are intoxicated, you know, they are laughing. Or sometimes they are crying. Or sometimes they are rolling on the ground and falling into gutter. Right? So here in Melbourne we don't have gutter. But if you, once you fall into some open hole, please, no way to take up. But whereas in Indian gutter is small, so you can find somebody who see and take you up. So he, so this is how that person was behaving, and these people were rather surprised. But whenever they see this Gokumar and his friends, they were very affectionate. So both are there liking each other. Obviously, when these Gopakumar are liking him also, sometimes they bring their butter or milk from home and they also say with him. So this life was going on. And so one day, this Gopakumar, you know, was from that Govardhan, so he happened to go towards Yamunari. And there he happened to see the same happen. And at that time, Gokumar was alone. He was not with all his friends, he was just alone. So there this madman, he told him, I want to give you a very spiritual or wealthy mantra. Why don't you take a bath in Yamuna River and come? So he bathed in Yamuna River, then came down, so paid obeisance to him. So this madman is actually very highly realized spiritual personality. So he gave him a what we call Gopala mantra. So what is that mantra, anybody knows? So this is called Dasyakshara Gopala mantra. Dasyakshara. Dasyakshara means 10 for your country. Dasyakshara. Akshara means letter. Like you have written there Hare Krishna. How many letters are Hare Krishna? H-A-R-A Hare Krishna. K-R-I S-H-A-N-I. Okay? So, but here he was given this Rasaksara Gopala Mantra, like Gopala Mantra. And we actually chanted as part of our Jairadha Madhava invocation, that mantra is part of it. So, Rasaksara Mantra, so that is called Gopala Mantra. So, instead of creating, you know, secrecy. Of course, he was told this is the secret mantra, very precious mantra, not for announcing on YouTube or announcing on his mic and everybody. That special matter told, this is secret. Of course, other acharyas later. So they say these mantras, we don't need to keep it secret, that's tell it to everybody. Even if they hear, most of them won't remember. And even if they remember, they may not chant. Some of them are maybe very passionate chanting. So that is why now in Kali Yuga we have to announce and announce and announce. Still only few people take. But where those yugas, if you announce, then possibly everybody will take. And there are many pastimes, for example, Ramanujan. He was also given a secret mantra. Guru said, only for you, you are not going to announce. But if you do that, straight you go to Hindustan. In this life only. But Ramana is out of mercy, thought, why should I keep this mantra with me? Let me announce it to everybody. So he went upstairs, building and top building. Then from there, took attention of everybody. All the village came and announced the Om Namo Narayana. Correct? He announced and then, of course, it was just time. But you know, he said, okay, I'm ready to go to this planet. One Ramana is again to this planet. Because of that, here the thousands of people will be able to go to the no problem. So there is a very compassionate devotee, even if they are told, it is the important one they will say. And that is what our Hare Krishna movement is doing. It's saying this mantra, secret mantra, that will take you all the way from Melbourne to Vaikuntha Loka in a moment. So there the mantra is, and here Guru has given that Gopala mantra. So Gopala mantra is Gopijana Vallavaya Swaha. Gopijana Vallavaya Swaha, right? In Jayaradha Madhya song, Gopi Janavarlabhaya. So you can see, Gopi Janavarlabhaya Swaha.
if you repeat every day, what is going to saw, what will happen, and then what will you see. Okay? So now, so this Gopakumar has got Diksha, he got the mantra. Just like our first incision, we get Diksha, and we are given spiritual name. So then, at least we'll remember our name in last verse of the time. Right? The nine names that is given to us is a spiritual name, a God name. So if you remember your own name, it will likely that you go back to the Lord. So very good. So this I got. So next, so because he was on that Yamuna river, he started chanting. As he started chanting this Gopala mantra, he lost interest in all the old age, 50 years. Then he gave up all the world and chanting. Then he started walking on that Yamuna river bank. Just kept walking and chanting, stop wherever he can, night and sleep, and move on. And suddenly he came to prayer. You see, from Vrindavan to prayer. So you have to go by walk for several days. The prayer basically contains of Ganga and Yamuna. So that prayer. So there it is for a prayer. Obviously prayer, Kumbhagara happens. When Kumbhagara happens, lots of Brahmins, everybody come and they bring their own Sila. Chaligram Sila and that's it. So there we happen to see one Brahmin who was performing, very devotedly, but say for Chaligram Sila. So this Gopakumar is a covered boy, just got that only Gopala mantra and simple mantra. Whereas the Brahmins will chant so many long mantras. Correct? So their mantra is not like Om, Gopinath Lokasa, this is just like it. This was the mantra, whereas this Brahmin was chanting like Vishnu Sahasranama and many other complex mantra. And this is very hard to understand to all these covered boys. So he was very, very impressed. He asked him, oh, who are you performing this puja? He says, I am performing puja, worship of Supreme Person Godhead. Who is this Supreme Person Godhead? Krishna. Then puja, what does the Brahmin do? He opens a small box and takes his Sarigam Chela put into the box and closed. Then Gopakumar got surprised. He's saying, you see, the Supreme Person Godhead, you are saying, you are now just put into a small box. Suppose if you become hungry and thirsty, how is going to car? Even if you car, nobody can hear. Then Brahmin said, you know, I am a poor Brahmin. I don't have open air palace or temple to perform and put it in a nice place. So that's why the small box is there as of today. If you are someone very keen on such opulent reversal worship and want to live there, why don't you go to this other side, south side, and then the king from opulent worship? So he goes to that place. So there you see an opulent worship of Lord Vishnu. So Gopakumar goes to that place and starts, so there he saw very opulent worship. Very happy. So the worship is going on. Then of course at the king place, the king was a very devotee. So therefore, apart from taking care of his citizens, but he also put effort and allocated good wealth to make sure that this temple worship happened very nicely. So one day this king died. When king died, obviously they will immediately find a successor. Usually, when there is a king, successor is generally the son of that king. And this king didn't have one son. Because he just engaged in so much of service that he won't forget that he has to get married. Right? He is not worried about who is my successor, who is my next successor. That's what we always worry about. Oh, you have so much success, I have to have a son who will take care of my property. Similarly, if you are a political person, you have to have someone who will take over your position. So the successor was not there. So then the ministers, obviously, have a king. So those ministers were good. So unlike today, ministers will say, okay, this fellow died, no problem, I'm the next prime minister. Correct? Whether they are appointed or not, you're going to sit down and take over. But there, those days, they didn't do that. They said, oh, he doesn't have a son, let us now find out a personality who has the Swarini Shakti. Then they happen to search party. They started searching everywhere, and finally, of course, they found this Gopa Kumar. So they took this sign, and all looks like a king sign only. They look at his palm, they look at his feet, and look like he has good, really quality. So they made it. So Gopa Kumar, of course, Gopa Kumar, just because he became king, he could be quiet. So he engaged in his activity. Then he looked after his men well, and engaged more and more in services. But somehow he is feeling that, oh, I am too much engaged in these duties. Why I want to chant more? So then, of course, the king in that temple, so they make Mahaprasada. So, you know, the temple, the kingdom has supported it, and Mahaprasada made opulent, food of Mahaprasada. But the citizens who come to temple, they didn't give that much respect to Mahaprasada. Some of them took it, some of them took it, threw it away. Some of them say, oh, this was made morning, I don't want to eat it afternoon. Correct? We do also sometimes here. Oh, this khichdi made by Balava in the morning. The lunch time, Rajbhog, why take that? If Rajbhog is over, then we go to Balava Prasada. So anyway, this is what happens, and this is real. Okay? So this is what is happening, and he was also a bit upset. What is this visa? But meanwhile, he heard about, Nirachaladham, where people take this Mahaprasada. Mahaprasada, even if it is 10-day-old, 20-day-old, they are very happy, they don't think it's a state. Because you know this, the Lord's Mahaprasada and Lord are same. How can you just discard and throw it away? Just because it is made, casually made 2 days ago, samosa made 1 day ago. But then the people are very hard of accepting. So he thought, okay, I want to go to Jagannathpuri. So he went to Jagannathpuri and there started taking darshan of Lord Jagannath and Pradesh, Subhadra, and they were impressed by the respect they gave to Prasada of Lord Jagannath. So he was very, very impressed, and things seems very fine. And he's in Jagannathpuri, and this he's born in Vrindavan. So one day, so this was going, but one day started missing Vrindavan. So that night, Lord Jagannath appeared in dream. He told him, you know, you can actually go back to your birthplace, Vrindavan. So this Jagannathpuri and Vrindavan are not different. And also I am here as a Jagannath, so actually I am not different from Lord Krishna there. You can go back. So then again he went back straight from Puri to back to Vrindavan, back to his birthplace. So continuing with his chanting and then worshipping. So but he felt that his worshipping is not that opulent, and meanwhile he heard from others that Indra is performing very opulent worship on Vrindavan. He developed a desire. With the development desire, immediately he was transported to heavenly planet, from earth to planet. Right? If you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, so it gives you description of lower planets and higher planets. So from earth to planet, you go to various places, then you also come across this planet of this, all the demons. There also you will be opportunity. Then above you see the heavenly planet of Indra, Indra's Loka. So he went straight to Indra Loka, and there of course he saw how the Indra was performing worship and way opulently. Then obviously in Indra Loka, not only this worship is happening, but also there are a lot of sensual activities also. So there are Apsaras are there. Urvasi, Ramba, there are many, many beautiful Apsaras also there. So if you go to that Indra Loka sometime, you say, oh, let me get married to one of these Apsara and your wife. That's what some of the people do. And obviously those people will come back again. But in this case, he was engaged in the very, very impressive. And obviously Indra, even though he is performing this worship, sometimes often he gets attracted to somebody or he offends his guru Praswati. And we have a good story about how Indra offended Praswati. So once he offended another Brahmana, he got fearful and ran away. When he ran away, Indra post is empty. So now we have to appoint a new Indra. Correct? We need to find a suitable personality and make him Indra. Sit down and occupy the position of Indra. So then this Braspati is the guru there, and he is the one who will decide, not the politicians. Correct? So there in the Loka, now the demigods, other people, they don't vote and say, oh, here is the person. So there they have a guru, Braspati. Braspati looked at the Guru Kumar, oh, this is the person. So they made him Indra. Indra. Okay? So therefore, if you chant Gopinath Vasaha, desire of becoming Indra, you can. Okay? So Indra, you became Indra. So there, once you become Indra, obviously, it's not a decision like when they perform, engage in services. And then Indra Loka sometime, personalities from higher planets also come. Once in a while. Just like here. So we have personalities, great personalities from Vrindavan and other holy places, coming here. And we get attracted to them. We say, oh, where is he from? We ask Guru Prabhu, where is Maharaj from? Oh, Maharaj is living in, let's say, in Badrikasam. Then you say, oh, Varun has gone to Badrikasam, for example. Right? So somebody will introduce the Maharaj name, you can go, become an assistant and work. So similarly, then he saw some of the experts and all the great devotees and great personalities, they came from Maharloka. Then he says, okay, I am now tired of this Indra position. So looks like Indra is also coming back, that original Indra, he wanted to also, and I am very tired. So he said, okay, he went to this Maharloka. So there, of course, in Mahaloka, what happens? All these yogis perform, you know, great sacrifice. Then they are performing such a beauty, they are not appearing as Yogeshwara. And then we have Dasana Yogeshwara in person. So then, of course, he heard about their glorification of upper, even higher. From Mahaloka, you go up, up, up. You find the Satyaloka, Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma is. So he developed the desire and immediately he reached Brahma Loka. So in Brahma Loka, obviously, you have Brahmaji, then everybody want more great new devotees. So they are engaging so much of worship, things are going fine. Then obviously, who are the residents of Brahma Loka? So there he also found his original guru from Vrindavan, that bad man. So this person was also, you know, his guru in Vrindavan, others looking like bad man, but he was a great yogi. And great devotee, so he can also go to Brahmaloka, Heloka in just the way. So then he found him. So this Guru told him, you know, what are you doing in Brahmaloka? Just please go back to Vrindavan, there to do this, the mantra of the Gopamudra, here you just chant, continue there, more effective. Right? This place has some place is very important. If you are in the right place, even by little effort, just like in Australia, you work for 1 hour. How much you get? $50. Then you translate it to Indian rupees, 55, 54, 50 plus degrees. 50 into 50. How much? How many rupees? 2,500? Anyway, oh, then you think, oh, 2,500. Okay, if I do the same 1 hour in India, they will only pay me 25 rupees. Right? So, similarly, the work, the effect of the mantra is very strong on the planet. Go back. So, the spiritual master told you. So don't break your head too much with this jnana and all this knowledge. Just go back there and he again came back. Come again back to Goloka Vrindavan. So now he came to Goloka Vrindavan, things are going fine. He is chanting this Gopa Mantra, enjoying. Obviously, you have to be in blissful state. That's what Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. So he said, chant and try. Of course, you try too. Try out of bliss. Right? And don't assume that crying is easy. No. Very difficult. Even if you artificially try to cry, very difficult. Okay, please pardon me. Very difficult. So here, so he is having great time. And one day, what happened? This is all going on. Again, you know, just in a spaceship, again transported to cross this Brahmaloka pool. He started now crossing that material covering of this universe. So he escaped. The velocity of the event, he escaped even Brahmaloka. So there, of course, he got Pazalar. So there he saw Bhumi Devi performing puja, Varadev. Usually Varadev, right? One of these 10 Dasavatara, we see Varadev. We have Varadev here also very next to Lord Ramachandra. Okay? So those who are not seen, so just for information, we have Radha Madhava Uttamurthis. Next is Ramachandra. Next is Varadev. Okay? So Bhumi Devi was in Varadev. So just like you worship here. So he was of course very impressed by Bhumi Devi then Bhumi Devi was blessed, then Radha and Nath, I'll go to the next one. So then he has to cross at Kazaras too. He went to this next layer. Next layer is what we call Pani layer, water layer. Right? Pani. So there also worship going on. So there, of course, worship devotees worshiping God, Matsya, Meena. Okay, so worship going on. So then from there he went to fire layer. There worship going on of God. Then air layer. We have all these layers, right? Once we cross this material world, then we have to go to spiritual world and then we will be. So he, now he will be in phase. So air layer, then of course there is also mind layer. We have mind, false ego, intelligence, and our body, senses, and soul, of course, right? Super soul. That's what we got. And now we are going to be, there is a mind layer. In mind layer, what is happening? So devotees are worshipping Aniruddha. So if you want to cross mind layer, please worship Aniruddha or take Aniruddha Prabhu's blessing to be able to go to at least mind layer. So then mind layer. And then of course my mind layer is not the one. There is a false ego. False ego is more powerful than this mind. So false ego. So in false ego there, all the devotees are worshipping Lord Shankarsan. So worship is going on there. And of course there also he got blessing from those devotees. So then he went to material last layer. And there also something was going on. So there they were performing puja mohini. Who is this mohini? Exactly the form that Lord Shiva has sung mohini. That worship is going on. Yes. So mohini, and then of course from there he got blessing, and then he went to Brahma Jyoti. In Brahma Jyoti he saw spiritual sparks, and sometimes he sees super soul, but not much engagement of seva, Lord. So not impressed, he thought, okay, let me go in love, and then he went to Vaikuntha Loka. Then went to Vaikuntha Loka, not stay to the Lord Narayana, he went to the gate. He goes to the gate and there he sees Parsanti is Chaturbhuja. He thought this is the Supreme Person of the Godhead. He just went and followed their feet. They started running. They said, no, we are just servants, we are not Supreme Person of the Godhead. But he thought, Shankar, Chakra, Pada, Dada, all four or ten and exactly looking like a Supreme Lord. That's why in Vaikuntha Loka they look like a Supreme Lord. So they said, no, we are not. Correct? In material world, if somebody comes for peace and you, oh, are you the president? Therefore, yes, I am. You say, the new person is okay. Right? He doesn't know that he is president. But there, they say, no, we are not president. We are not here. So, but one person took him to Lord Narayana. So there, so here is Lord Narayana. And of course, there he also saw Lord, Goddess Lakshmi, then Shreya. Shreya Pati, both the Pati and Shreya. So there they also affectionately took care of him and he was very happy. Things are going on and they became part of devotees. And devotees telling him, oh, now you're still in a only two-armed farm. Why don't you take a farm like us? It just fits, you'll get it. Then, but whereas this person's mindset was, he was more attached to, covered boy. He was looking for covered boy with peacock feather. That's why he started developing. So Lord Narayana, sense his situation. So he said, no problem. And then he said, okay, we promote you. So he went to Ayodhya Loka. So there in Ayodhya Loka, he saw Lord Ramchandra and Sita Devi. And they also very happy. They also took care of him very nicely, very lovingly. So very happy. Then they also blessed him, okay, you can go up. Then he went to Dwaraka. So there Dwaraka is and Rukmini. So he was also very, very happy. But he was still again looking for Gopal, looking for a covered boy with peacock feather, rubies, and they all go to Govardhan and enjoy. So he was looking for basically Goloka Vrindavan. And there at the Dwaraka, he come across Narada. Of course, Narada can go anywhere. He can come here. Every year he gets 7 p.m., he comes to Radha Vallabha temple in Narada. That's what we pray, never missing. Right? Shiva Sukha Narada. Shiva, Sukadev, and Narada, they came to witness Arati of Gauranga Prabhu. And their throat is choked with love. Personally, that doesn't happen. If that happens, then our kirtan has to stop. We honor it there. Anyway, so from there came and Narada Muni said, "Oh, you know, going from even from Dwaraka to Bhuragurunda not possible. You are going to go back to Vrindavan." So now he is again back to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan he started, he already achieved all of that and just needed to see Krishna. So he started in ecstasy. One day he happened to again Krishna appear. Krishna, he saw Krishna, then tried to catch him. So he was about to catch Krishna. Suppose Krishna will play, right? So again. So about to catch Krishna again disappeared, he managed to catch. In that process he fainted and fell down. Then when he fell down at Yamuna River bank, what happens? Sometimes you fall down in a strategic place, what happens? Because then the slope is very long, then you just roll and fall into Yamuna River. So he fell into Yamuna River, so he hardly came to senses, he fell into Yamuna River water. So then suddenly spaceship came to Goloka Vrindavan in a moment. So he now in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is not there immediately, he can't see there. He only saw some Mataji's, you know, picking up flower, making garland, he asked them, "Where is Krishna?" They are not even responding. So there was one bold one. He says, "No problem, don't wait, wait, wait." So he just, Krishna went with cows, with his friends, and come back soon. He waited and then Krishna came. The moment Krishna came, and he also got excited and ran and moved towards Krishna. And Krishna also equally excited. He also came running, running and gave a hug. And both Gopakumar and Krishna had a hug. In that ecstasy, both of them, you know, became unconscious and fell down. And this, all this Mataji sent out and just, "What is this? This person must be repented of this Kamsa." You know, Krishna became unconscious. Then meanwhile, Balaram came. Balaram recognized Gopakumar. So he, you know, wakes him up. He tells him, "Oh, now just say Krishna in the, Radha in the ear of Krishna and wake up." So Krishna wake up and Krishna said, "Okay, friends, today we have good fun, everybody please go home. Now I am taking the Gokum to my house." So there, obviously, they have good time and spending. Krishna says, "Water is ready to go, I am really waiting for you." So he expresses so much emotion. So that means Krishna is also waiting for us. So now, so here we have a mantra, we have Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, Prabhupada has all the chapters for Kaliyuga. We are given Hare Krishna mantra. If you have a short memory, come to temple, no need to break your head too much, you can just watch here and read Hare Krishna mantra. Right? So read Manakanta, just listen to what others are singing, just repeat, or just listen, continue like this, then you will also become eligible to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Okay, so this power of Padini, what took Ajahnir, Lord Narayan to Vaikuntha Loka? So this Hare Krishna mantra, which is even more superior for Kali Yuga, for us, we are not experts to, or a great scholar to chant great mantras very detailed. So we simplified mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, so please chant and we will all go back to Goloka Vrindavan, the place there is no anxiety. No need to worry about working, no need to worry about going to this middle part primary school or upper part high school or upper university, no need at all that. They don't look at your education. So just spend time with Krishna, go along with him, take some of your own cows and go, enjoy. Every day is a great thing happening. And you don't have to worry about, don't need to worry. Our fortunately, you know, this camera has rested for 2 weeks and yesterday only our Sudhakar asked me, "Why is it not working?" I just tried and it worked. So hopefully it worked. No problem. So anyway, so Goloka Vrindavan, so that's the best thing you can do in this subject matter. So take shelter of your name, make your life successful, and also you do chanting, then maybe since I come to temple often because of your eyes here, then hopefully I'll also qualify to go back with our name. For any questions, answer, please talk to Sukadeva Goswami. Hare Krishna Prabhu, you want to say some comment? Are you ready to go to Goloka?
Everything.